Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're studying a lesson about Moses being honored in his death. And we're going to talk about the death of Moses in just a moment as we bring the Sunday school lesson to a close. But let me ask this Bible question. Do you know how old Moses was when he died? Think about that and make a mental note, and I'll read it to you in just a moment from the text. You're going to find it in Deuteronomy chapter 34. I'm going to read verses 5 through 8. How old was Moses when he died? The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of October the 7th. 1926. Now let's see if you know the Bible answer. The Bible answer to the Bible question. How old was Moses when he died? I'll read to you Deuteronomy 34, verses 5 through 8. So Moses, the servant of Jehovah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Jehovah. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses on the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and the mourning For Moses were ended. So you have the answer. How old was Moses when he died? He was 120 years old. Let me read to you from Elam's notes. So Moses died there, according to the word of Jehovah, that is, as God had commanded. The servant of Jehovah. What more can be said of one than that he is a servant of God? Moses was a servant of God by choice, as all must be servants of God. By faith, he chose rather to suffer ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Hebrews 11, 24-26. Like Moses, all must choose whom they will serve. Now, as over against Beth Peor, now that was a city which probably had its name from a temple of the god Peor who was worshipped there. In this valley, in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor, the Lord buried Moses. No one knew of his sepulcher. Why Moses was thus privately buried, we do not know, because God never saw fit to give the reason. He was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. He died simply in obedience to God's word. 1,500 years after that, Moses stood in the land of promise on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. The children of Israel knew why Moses went up into Mount Nebo, and when he died, and they wept and mourned for him 30 days in the plain of Moab, where they were encamped. That brought that Sunday school lesson to a close, but right at the end there's a little poem, and this one is attributed to Cecil Francis Alexander. This was the truest warrior that ever buckled a sword. This, the most gifted poet that ever breathed the word. And never earth's philosopher traced with his golden pen on the deathless page truths hath so sage. as he wrote down for men. And had he not high honor, the hillside for his pall, to lie in state while angels wait with stars for tapers tall, and the dark rock pines like tossing plumes o'er his bier to wave, and God's own hand in that lonely land to lay him in the grave. On the facing page, we come to the next Sunday school lesson. This one is about Joshua, Israel's new leader. It's a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of October the 24th, 1926. And I'm going to read Numbers 27, 18 through 20, and then Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Here's the text from Romans 27, 18 through 20. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him. And he set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and gave him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may obey. Now Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, to you have I given it, as I spake unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea going down toward the sun, shall be your border. And there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee or forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt cause this people to inherit the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous to observe, to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or unto the left, that thou mayest have good success whether soever thou goest. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thou dismayed, for Jehovah thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Be strong and of good courage, for Jehovah thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. The devotional reading is Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and lay up my commandment with thee, so as to incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou cry after discernment, and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of Jehovah, and find the knowledge of God. For Jehovah giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to them that walk in integrity, that he may guide the paths of justice, and preserve the way of his saints. In this lesson, we're going to be again on the plains of Moab, and that's where the children of Israel encamped, on the far side of Jordan, before they were able to enter into the promised land. The river Jordan is formed by the confluence of three very large springs. One flows from the western side of the hill on which Dan was built, another from the northern side of the ancient city of Caesarea Philippi, and a third further north by several miles from the western side of Mount Hermon. From their sources, flowing south and together, these streams fall about 1,200 feet and spread out into a small lake called the Waters of Merom, thence about 10 miles into the Sea of Galilee, which is about 680 feet below the waters of Merom, thence to the Dead Sea, 610 feet below the Sea of Galilee. From its source to its mouth, the fall of the Jordan is about 2,400 feet. This fall makes it a very swift and strong stream, but its velocity is broken by its very many turns, or crooked course, which form many eddies. In its serpentine course, it is over 200 miles long, but on a straight line from its origin to its mouth, the distance is not half so far. Its ordinary width varies from 9 feet to 100 feet at its mouth, and is 180 feet wide. Its depth varies from 3 to 12 feet. It is not only the most important stream of Palestine, but on account of its connection with so many sacred facts, it is the most interesting river on the earth. It was crossed miraculously by the Israelites, and also by Elijah, and then by Elisha. In it, Naaman dipped 7 times to be healed of his leprosy. In it, Elisha caused iron to swim. In it, John the Baptist baptized multitudes. And in it, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, was baptized. Let's look at the helps and hints for the teacher. The book in which this lesson is found is called the Book of Joshua, because it gives an account of his exploits and work as a leader of Israel, and because it is supposed that he wrote it. This book opens with the beginning of Joshua's work as a leader, gives an account of his conquering the 7 Canaanitish nations and dividing the land by lot, and closes with his death and burial. Now let's look at the explanatory notes for our text. And I'll go back and read verse 1, where it says, Joshua 1 in verse 1, "Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister." The expression, "Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah," shows that the history of the children of Israel is continued. All who obey God are his servants. But Moses was God's servant in more than an ordinary way. He was always ready to do God's will, but his famous choice against the pleasures of sin and all the wealth and glory of Egypt, Hebrews 11:24-29, to serve God, and the relation he sustained between God and the people as a prophet and interceder, lawgiver and mediator, distinguish him as a servant of God from others, and made him a type of Jesus Christ that he was. Jesus is called God's servant in the highest and deepest sense, and in the peculiar sense of being the Savior of the world. Jesus is that prophet likened to Moses, of whom Moses spake in Deuteronomy 18, verses 18 through 19. Well, we're going to enjoy this study about Joshua and this book of Joshua, that great man of God. And so you tune in, and we'll continue this in our next class.